Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, freshly through the door, he's had a slug of water and he's going to do a whistle-stop tour of what's coming up in 2026 on the movie front. Dave Hanratty, host of the No Encore podcast and producer with the Irish Independent. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Good evening.
Deep breath. We touched on Hamnet briefly yesterday, but one to watch maybe for Jesse Buckley as we are in the middle of movie award season.
100%. This film appears to be designed to do two things. One is make you cry, and two is give Jesse Buckley her first Best Actress Oscar statuette. I think it's coming. Absolutely. I will come back on the show and I will apologise to the nation if Jesse Buckley does not go home with the Oscar in 2 months' time.
Yeah, I'll take that very personally if you don't do that.
As will she, I'm sure.
28 days later, obviously the breakout movie for Cillian Murphy back in 2002. Where are we now in this series?
So it's slightly complex. Just imagine like a big giant red twine conspiracy wall, because we had 28 days later, we had 28 weeks later, we had nothing until last year, and then we had 28 years later, so there was no months. And 28 years later was part one of a new trilogy. So the week after Hamnet comes out, which of course is this Friday, we get The Bone Temple, which is part two of the trilogy. Cillian Murphy's character has not been seen since 2002, and he is due to come back in the third film, which they've yet to make.
Okay, this is the bit where I asked the maths teacher to explain the concept again, but yeah, excited about it? Is there much hype about this? Because, you know, they obviously wouldn't keep making them like this if there wasn't quite a bit to be got out of them.
No, there is. And in fairness, this was conceived as a planned trilogy with Danny Boyle and Alex Garland, although director Naya DaCosta is doing the second one, which was filmed at the same time as the first one. And they were essentially saying that we need the second one to do well, and we also want to use Cillian Murphy's presence in the third one as marketing and as a way to get financing. However, they have actually already greenlit the third movie. It's going to happen. But if this comes out and it bombs, I don't know if the third one will happen. So I'm asking everyone, if you're fans of the franchise, fans of cinema in general, and fans of Cillian Murphy, go and see this thing.
Okay, now I was actually looking at the trailer for this movie yesterday, and it is seriously steamy stuff. Let's have a listen to this. That's Charlie XCX, of course, there. That is from the Wuthering Heights soundtrack from that movie. Now, starring Margot Robbie and Jacob. Is it Elordi?
Yeah. Elordi.
Elordi, yeah. They have some chemistry, if the trailer is anything to go by.
They do. And of course, they're playing Heathcliff and Cathy, the star-crossed lovers. The Wuthering Heights, for some people, is a sacred text. It was for my late English teacher, who I love and was a big influence in my life. But we clashed.
I love this book. Did you not love it?
No, I hated it. We clashed. Myself and my teacher, we clashed back in school because he was
Did you find the main characters annoying?
Every character.
Yeah.
Every character.
I know.
Every single character.
I'm with you on this. Okay.
Hateful. And look, you can be a hateful character. Look at Timothée Chalamet in the new film, Marty Supreme. The character is very annoying, but the film is amazing. I couldn't stand the book. My teacher loved it, and it's just we clashed big time over it. The director of this and the writer, Emerald Fennell, she did Promise a Young Woman and Saltburn, two films that also left me very, very allergic. But what we just heard there, Charlie XCX with John Cale, who's doing the entire soundtrack, has made sure I will in fact go and see this at my peril. It's out for Valentine's Day though, so
that was probably him playing the violin, was it?
Yes.
Have you seen the trailer? It is.
Yeah. It's very arty.
It's sumptuous is the only word for it, isn't it?
She also said that she's written new scenes, which for some people, like, should that be allowed? I don't know. But then again, I didn't like the book, so maybe
so
I'll.
She's written things that Emily Bronte didn't even think of.
Improved.
This might have sold it to your teenage self. Who knows?
Possibly.
A new original movie, a bit rare these days, but Steven Spielberg back in the frame with one.
First time since The Fablemans a few years ago, yeah. And Spielberg and the likes of Martin Scorsese, they've said that they find it really hard to get films made these days unless a giant financier like Apple or someone comes in and allows them free rein. It's kind of odd to imagine such a situation, but Steven Spielberg, of course, very famous for making movies about aliens and lots more, is back making a new movie about aliens.
Good.
That's pretty much all we know. It's called Disclosure Day. It comes out in June. It has Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, our own Eve Hewson. There was a teaser trailer. Everyone's very excited. But I feel like he needs a hit. If this isn't box office big, maybe he doesn't get to make original movies anymore.
Wash your mouth out.
This is how Hollywood
Steven
works.
Spielberg.
This isn't me. This is Hollywood.
This is one I'm really looking forward to. Toy Story 5. I mean, I absolutely loved every one of these.
You've seen the fourth one?
Yes.
I haven't seen the fourth one because...
Is that the one that makes everyone cry?
No, the third one is
no,
the one that makes
everyone
cry.
Because the third one is the most emotional
yeah,
moment.
There was a scene in the third one where I was sitting in the cinema and I genuinely was like, are they about to kill all the toys? I thought they were actually going to do it. And I thought that was such a beautiful ending. No, they don't, by the way. Everything ends up nice for everyone. But it was a nice thing about, you know, putting childish things away and growing up and moving on and
it
forging...
It did seem like that has to be the last one.
And then they were like, here's a fourth one, by the way. Let's make some money. This one kind of feels like here's
you
a fifth
feel exploited,
one.
Dave. I think
I sure do. Although at least they're coming with a really hip, cutting edge spin where you know Woody and Buzz are taking on a tablet, avant garde, high tech.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, look, maybe the guiding principle of the Toy Story series is to infinity and beyond, and they'll just keep making them.
Oh God. I mean, I'm sure there's an executive in Disney who would agree with you.
The Devil Wears Prada, of course, coming out as well with a sequel.
Can you believe it's been 20 years since The Devil Wears Prada?
It's actually extraordinary.
It's upsetting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't really make any sense. And this film did very well, made over $300 million. But so it's kind of hard to call it a cult hit, but people do love it. And I think over the years, people picking it up and streaming, people watching it with their best friends and so on, there has been clamour for this. And we have Meryl Streep back, we have Anne Hathaway back, we have the same director back. But then again, this kind of thing about the legacy sequel, the likes of Freakier Friday, Hocus Pocus 2, we want it, we get it, and then we don't like it. So, and this is a cash grab, let's be honest.
Here's another leave insert one. This is one I'd be excited about. Christopher Nolan doing The Odyssey.
Yeah, I studied classical studies in school. I loved it. I'm hyped for this. I saw Troy back in the cinema in 2004.
Well, you weren't hyped about that when you came out, I'd say.
The battle sequence was great, though, wasn't it? Him versus, like Hector versus Achilles, that one fight was incredible. But yes, I would agree with you. It had problems. Christopher Nolan, fresh off Oppenheimer, he can do whatever he wants. And he's making The Odyssey with Matt Damon and a cast of thousands. So far, it looks good. There was a trailer, although people online got very mad that the costumes apparently aren't accurate. I don't care. It looks good.
Who was there to know?
This is the thing. It's myth. Or I think it's like we can trust Christopher Nolan after Oppenheimer, I think.
That's not the kind of haircut a Cyclops would have had.
Absolutely wild, isn't it? Wild.
What a trim. A low fade trim on the Cyclops. That's just no. We can't be having that. All right, we're back with weather.